Hello and welcome to On the Record with White and Case, the podcast about the fast-paced and dynamic world of big law. Whether you're considering a career in big law, studying at law school, or already one of us, this podcast is for you. I'm Jane Kennedy, and today we're speaking with New York associate Elizabeth Mappoli. Elizabeth, you're part of the Capital Markets Group. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast, so I couldn't be more excited.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And I just want to take you back a little bit, because I know that you joined White & Case as a legal assistant. Mm-hmm. Can you first describe for us like what drew you to White & Case?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I kind of have an interesting start here at White & Case. I am originally from the suburbs here of New York, and ended up going to the University of Wisconsin-Madison for college, and absolutely loved it, had such a blast, and didn't really consider law school or anything. I was a marketing major there, but I knew that I wanted to come back to New York, and so I got a job here as a paralegal when I graduated college, and I absolutely loved it. I really felt like it was exactly the sort of job that I was looking for. I got to work with like really smart people and on really interesting projects, and really felt like the people here cared about my development, like whether or not that was as a legal assistant or paralegal, it's the same thing, or whether that was me coming back as a lawyer or me not doing law at all. I just really felt just like such a sense of community here. And so when I decided to go to law school, I went down to American University down in D.C. And after my 1L year, and I was considering kind of what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go, I kind of realized that the only place that I really wanted to come back to was White & Case. And so I just applied here and went through the whole OCI interview process. And here I am back as an associate in the same group that I started in.
Excellent. Absolutely delighted. And I know that the team really wanted you to be back in the capital markets group for sure. In terms of, you know, we're talking about capital markets. What is that specifically?
Yeah, I think the best way to describe capital markets is just kind of primarily centered around advising clients and whether or not those clients are companies or financial institutions on kind of accessing sources of capital. So whether that be through the debt capital markets, which is primarily what my my practice revolves around, or whether or not that's companies issuing stock and you know through the IPO process or doing a follow-on offering. And so sure, like I'm primarily in the debt capital markets group, but what something I love about capital markets is that we really have touch points in all the groups here at White & Case. So we might work with the M&A team for an acquisition financing, or we might be working with the bankruptcy team to, you know, come up with financing sources for our clients that are in bankruptcy. So I just was actually working on a deal that our kind of White & Case listserv was primarily capital markets people, but there was like 25 other associates and partners from different groups, and that was M&A, and that was litigation, and that was Fry. So it just kind of really speaks to how capital markets has just touch points in so many different practice groups.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of people.
Yes, it was.
You must
it
have definitely broadened that network and expanded
for
on
sure,
that knowledge base.
For sure.
Wow, that's incredible. Did you always know you wanted to be a capital markets lawyer?
So when I came back as a summer associate, I really was anti-capital markets. I was like, I do not want to do any capital markets work. I want to see what else is out there. So one of the great things here about White & Case in the summer is that you can do both litigation and corporate. So when I came back, I think I originally planned on splitting my summer between corporate and litigation, but then ended up doing all corporate. But I did no capital markets. So when then I came back as a first year, again, I was kind of like, I kind of know, you know, a little bit about what's going on in capital markets, so let me try the other groups. So I did some M&A work, and I did some bank finance work and project finance. And then maybe after about 6 months, I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to see what being a capital markets associate is compared to what being a legal assistant is. And I still loved exactly why I had loved it as a legal assistant. I loved it as an associate. You know, my my job is dependent on what's going on in the markets and what's going on in the world. So if the feds raise the interest rates, like that might affect how other companies are getting their financing sources. It's rules-based, so you have to follow the securities rules. So, reading the rules and making sure our disclosure adheres to those rules is interesting to me. I liked the opportunity to work on both equity deals as well as debt deals. And the debt deals might be high-yield issuances or they might be structured finance issuances. I just kind of loved the variety of the work and kind of fell right back into it when I came back.
So if you could then tell us a bit more about what's it like kind of on a daily basis for yourself.
Yeah, so I mean, I know it's kind of trite or corny, but it's really no day is the same. But maybe I'll kind of talk about a little bit about like what my day was like yesterday. So I am a fifth year associate here. So I definitely am now working on teams that there are junior associates under me. And so that brings a whole new level of both challenges, but also rewards working with junior associates. So I'm really learning how to delegate kind of day-to-day tasks that I've kind of mastered at this point. So in the morning, I try not to be that associate that, gives an assignment at 7 p.m. at night. So I really try and think about things that I can pass off to other people. So, yesterday I delegated some, I have a closing next Monday. So I delegated to the junior on the team to review some of the closing certificates that we received from outside counsel or the other side counsel. And then in the morning, I try and do kind of more tasks that I think are quiet thinking. So I was reviewing the indenture for that deal, which just requires a little bit more analysis and familiarity with the covenants or the restrictions that the company will have to adhere to. And then throughout the day, and as the morning progresses on, there's calls scheduled, both internal and external, for the deal that I just said, where there's 25 other Wedding Keys members on. We have a daily check-in call for that. So that's just a really good time to kind of level set with both the Wedding Keys team as well as the company's financial advisors on things we want to accomplish that day for the deal. And then yesterday I also signed up for a new pro bono matter.
Excellent. Yeah. I was going to say, how do you even keep on top of all of
this? I think Wedding Keys like really prioritizes doing pro bono. And it really is something that it's not just something we say. It's something that we actually kind of live. So I signed up for a new case closed matter, which we try and seal kind of past criminal convictions that are like, this one's I think is 25 years old and, impacts the person's ability to get employment and kind of live their life. It's just like a nonviolent crime. I primarily do those pro bonos as well as I like to do some transgender name changes, which helping with the paperwork that you have to file with the court to change a person's name.
I think that you might be the associate who has done the most of those types of cases.
Yeah, they're so rewarding. And the team, the pro bono team here at Whiting Case and, my partner who helps me with them and my practice assistant also, they're just great resources. And it's so easy to change someone's life. I mean, it sounds corny, but it's true.
It sounds extremely impactful, yeah. Which is excellent. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in that? Was that something that you did as an associate, or is it something that you started when you were a legal assistant, summer associate? How did you get involved at those stages?
Yeah, one of my mentors here, who she actually sat across the hall from me when I was a paralegal, and she was an associate, and remains one of my closest friends. I talked to her today. She did them, and so I was kind of familiar with her her work on them, and she recommended that I do them. And there's lots to do, and so they're kind of an easy thing to do, and really kind of help out the community.
Brilliant. And from that pro bono work that you've done, how important is that to you personally?
Yeah, it's so important, and kind of as I said, that Whiting Keys really prioritizes it and encourages everybody to do, I think it's 20 hours, which is really not hard to do here. Obviously client work is important, but the pro bono opportunities are vast and really everybody can get involved.
Excellent. And in terms of the workplace committee, because that is something mm-hmm. else that you're involved in, and that's kind of why I'm mesmerized at how you fit all of this in, what is your role within that committee?
Yeah, so since I joined during the pandemic, our initiatives have changed, but I think that the core message of what the workplace committee is remains the same. And that's just to make the New York office like a place that people want to work, a vibrant environment, a supportive environment, and somewhere just that everybody feels welcome. And the thing that I love about the workplace committee is that it's not just lawyers or partners. It's business services. We have people from the recruiting team. We have people from the tech team. We have legal assistants. We have practice assistants. So everybody here, you know, might have different initiatives or different wants or needs that they want the workplace committee to help with. Or priorities rather. So just a great place to meet and to kind of figure out how to make the office a better place. So during the pandemic, a lot of that was focused on how do we keep our people connected? And then it transitioned to how do we get people back into the office? And now that we're back in, it's more how do we get people to stay? What are things that people are concerned about? So recently we did a financial planning day that we had a financial advisor come and offer free, services, financial planning services to any of our people. We had a day that we had headshots that you could come in and get your professional headshot done. We have a chosen charity. So right now that charity is the New York Center for Children, which provides services to victims of child abuse and their families. And we had just finished up for the last 2 years, Our Children was our charity, which provided services for incarcerated women and their children. So we had an auction day, which was really fun. We do a toy drive at the holiday season, just little change boxes that you can throw your change in at the cash register at the cafeteria. That's the workplace committee.
Just so much going on at the firm, which is always good to hear. What about more on the social side of things? I know that you'd also been kind of heavily involved in organizing either social activities for your practice group as well as the workplace committee. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit more about those?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I always tell people when I'm interviewing or just talking to people about Wedding Case that I think I spend more time socially with my coworkers than my friends who are at other firms do. And that's honestly because of the people here. You know, to be blunt, we work really hard here. But as a result, you get to develop like really good relationships with people. And, you know, we try and, you know, when we have the new summer associates come in, we have events for them on each of the floors, just kind of welcoming them and getting them to know the partners and what capital markets does and the types of work we do. In the capital markets group specifically, we have a women's group, and we meet monthly and for lunch and just have various conversations about topics that we might be interested in or books or articles that were published that month. And we also have had guest speakers come in of women who used to be in capital markets or used to be at White & Case who have since left, and they come back and talk about their new roles and what they liked about White & Case, what they might have not liked about White & Case, which is just really interesting to just kind of expand your network. And something that's also super fun, obviously, is when we close these big deals, we tend to get together as a team for lunch or for drinks or for dinner, and which is also great because sometimes that might just only be the White & Case team, but it also might be the clients and the other counsel. So you get to expand your network that's not just White & Case people.
That sounds excellent. And taking that piece about networking, you know, just from your journey from, as I say, legal assistant all the way to fifth year associate, what has mentoring looked like to you, and what opportunities has the firm provided in that space?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the firm does a really good job with setting up mentoring or opportunities to be mentored and to mentor yourself. So I know when you're a summer, you might be in a summer mentoring group that will consist of partners from both litigation and corporate, and also associates both from litigation and corporate. And then you're also paired with like a buddy who's, maybe only a first or second year. So you might be able to ask that person questions that, you know, how to use the printer or something like that, that you might not feel comfortable asking the partners. And so that's maybe like in the formal sense, but now also you can get informal mentors. I found that the people that have sat across the hall from me have become my mentors. You know, you just kind of watch them, both how they work and how they socialize and how they, you know, develop their business. And it's just good to the proximity. And I think coming back to the office is something that has been really helpful with that. And now, you know, I get to be part of these mentoring circles as some of the mentors. So even the one I was in last summer, the group was a litigation partner, me, and a litigation associate. And I had never met or had even knew the names of the litigation partner and associate that I was paired with, let alone I hadn't met the Summers, obviously, which was great for me. And now I see them in the cafeteria, and one of them just emailed me about one of the pro bonos. We sealed a case, and the partner reached out saying, like, great job. And it's so good to, you know, expand your network in ways that I didn't think I was going to maybe benefit from being part of the mentor circle myself, and I did, which was fabulous.
Excellent. And do you tend to keep in touch with those that you have met along the way?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the girl that sat across the hall from me when I was a legal assistant, she no longer works here at White & Case, but we still talk all the time. And, you know, I think LinkedIn is obviously really helpful with that. White & Case has a super active alumni network. We actually just had an event where they invited alumni back to, you know, to come to the office and to just connect with partners and associates of the like. So it's great. You know, not everybody will stay at White & Case forever, unfortunately. So it's good to keep in contact with everyone.
Brilliant. And that's one of the refreshing things about White & Case is that they say, even in your orientation, you know, we're giving you the skills for success, whether you progress your career here with us or, you know, you end up going elsewhere. There seems to be these connections. It's called big law, but once you get into it, it can be a smaller world.
Exactly.
Than
you might suspect. Yeah. We, on the deal that I was talking about, we needed like local counsel in Colorado. And one of the associates at this kind of smaller firm was a former White & Case attorney. So you never know where you're going to run into people that you know or that you knew along the way.
Brilliant. So it is excellent to have those connections.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And do you have any advice for our listeners when it comes to having those career conversations, you know, with those either that you work on the team or reaching out to the mentors? What would your tips be?
Yeah, I mean, I think here at White & Case, we have a formal review process that the firm takes really seriously. So every year at the end of the year, you'll meet with the partners and maybe the head of your group and have kind of frank and private conversations on kind of where you fit in and how you did that year. And I think it's a good opportunity for you to just ask the questions on where you fit in and what you kind of see for yourself. And an opportunity for you to ask questions to the partners on what you think that they might want to see from you and also what you want out of your career here. I think also being at a place like White & Case, we have so many resources in our learning and development group. And I know Liza talked about it in her podcast. We have a coaching office, and that office, you can meet with, you know, professionally trained coaches on a private basis about, you know, where you see yourself here and things you can work on and things resume building. And if you want to leave White & Case, you can have those conversations there. So I think that those are great places to start.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. And, you know, being a business services professional myself, I've used the coaching office, and I would definitely recommend those who are applying to us to become summer associates, junior associate laterals, to use that resource when they hopefully come to us.
Yeah.
So just in terms of, you know, the how to succeed as an associate, keeping on that path of advice, is there any other tips that you would have for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially when you're a junior associate, just having a good attitude and having an open mind is so important. There is going to be so, and this happens to me too, still as a fifth year, there are so many times that I don't know what is going on, but being willing to jump in where necessary, being willing to ask questions, whether that be to the partner or my mentors or other associates who are my level or even below me, if I think that they might know the answer, is so important. And being proactive, both with the work and also with your career generally. So if there's a type of work that you want to do, like, be proactive and ask a partner that you meet, you know, in the cafeteria or at a happy hour or in just like in a group, in your group, how you can do their work, or if they have anything interesting that they're working on that they need help with, whether or not that's client billable or not. Maybe it'll just be a pitch for a deal. So just getting your name out there and just having a good attitude. I also think one of my top tips is to read all of your emails. It sounds so kind of obvious, but there are, again, there will be so many emails that your name is not mentioned or that don't involve you or that you don't think you need to read. But just having a general sense of following what's going on with the transaction, like hearing names, hearing terms, seeing what people are talking about is so important, so that in the next deal, you can be like, oh, I remember we needed that certificate for this old deal. So I can go back to my emails and look at that. I just think it's so important to just kind of follow what's going on.
That's great advice, Elizabeth. Thank you for that. One thing I'm going to ask you is, can you tell us something that didn't go to plan in your time at White & Case? And this is where we're going to take you a bit more off the record.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I think that's true, right? There are times that there are big moments and little moments that don't always go your way. When I was a legal assistant, we were working on an IPO, and we don't really tend to do this anymore, but we went to a financial printer, which is a service that assists companies with the production and like distribution of SEC filings. And we had been working so long for days straight. We were like basically living at the printer. And in this case, we were trying to file the IPO registration statement by 5:30 p.m., which is the SEC deadline to get that day's filing date. And it was looking great. Like we were, you know, kind of hanging out, and it was kind of approaching 5:30, and the printer ended up bringing in, wheeling in champagne and chocolate covered strawberries, because they were like, yeah, these guys are gonna file. And then last minute, like 5:28, the auditors would not sign off on the registration statement, so we couldn't file. And so the printer like awkwardly had to like wheel the champagne back. They let us keep the strawberries, so that was good, but it was so kind of depressing and kind of took the air out of the room. But you know, it's like, listen, things don't always work out the way that you want it, and we, you know, we're hoping to then have like kind of a stress-free weekend. But, you know, we filed the next Monday, you know, and it all worked out in the end. So
excellent. And I hope they brought this champagne and strawberries back.
Yes, we had a closing dinner.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We really appreciate you being here today and providing us with your advice.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. And I hope that we break the Apple or Spotify charts and this climbs to the top.
I hope so. Thank you so much again.
You can learn more about our work, our people, and the opportunities we offer at inside.whitecase.com and on our social media channels. Find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Whitecase. On the Record is for you, our listeners, so we want to hear from you. Email your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to us at usgradrecruiting@whitecase.com. Please subscribe in your favourite podcast app so you don't miss out on more episodes. Thanks for listening.